South Africa could see all but one of its gold mines shut down, with up to 150,000 jobs threatened if Eskom's tariff hike application for 15% per annum over the next 3 years is approved by energy regulator NERSA. That's the word from the Minerals Council, the body which represents the mining industry. It said that electricity prices for mining companies have risen by some 523% since 2006. And of course, the mining sector had to endure the disruptions of load shedding in 2008, which also contributed to a cut in economic growth at that time. Well, to speak further on the issue, I'm joined by Peter Major. He's from Gadiz Corporate Solutions. Hello, Peter. How are you?
Hey, very good to hear from you.
Good stuff. It's been a long time. Happy New Year and all that jazz. I'm still allowed to say that because we're still within January just. So the Minerals Council has come out with a serious warning about the gold sector. Just explain the impact of the electricity price hikes on the sector from, say, 2006 up to now.
Boy, you need a calculator to get the numbers right. It is gigantic. It's gone up multiples, and I think it's over five or sixfold. So you can imagine one of the reasons South Africa produced so much gold for 100 years is because they had half the world's known gold. And the other reason they produced so much of the world's known gold is they put together the most efficient electricity provider in the world. And Eskom, a lot of the reason Eskom was created, designed, and built was so we could exploit the gold that God put in the ground here. Mm. So we had the cheapest, most efficient electricity for at least 65, 70, 80 years. And there's no way we could have built these enormous mines, put tens of thousands of men underground without massive ventilation, massive fans, massive hoists, air compressors. So you had to have very reliable and very low-cost electricity, which we had.
Yeah.
And now we just don't have that. And even worse, our margins aren't like they used to be. So if you've only got a 5 or 10% profit margin, your electricity is going to eat all that up if you get this electricity increase. And that's the unfortunate situation the mines are in. Their profit margin is very small. Electricity is 20% of their costs. If you rise that 15% a year, that means electricity is going to be 30% of the cost. There's 10% gone. They're barely making it now. They'll be way underwater. And yes, they will all close.
Yeah.
All of them.
And we did hear last year from the gold sector about only 30% of them are really viable at the moment as we speak.
That's right. So we've gone from 62 producing gold mines when I was here in the 80s. Down to, what is it, maybe 12? You know, it depends. Some of the mines have merged and they have many shafts. But you can say we're down to less than a third. We're literally down to a quarter. Mm. Instead of producing 650 tons of gold a year, we're producing 140. Instead of 550,000 men, we have less than 100. So we've already lost three quarters of our industry. And you're right. Even that the little industry we have here, only about a third of it's even viable now.
Yeah, but it's not only the gold sector that will be affected, is it? I mean, what other mining sectors are struggling with margin as we speak? I think platinum is one of them. If a tariff hike were approved of that magnitude, that they'd be tipped over the edge.
Platinum's very similar. You know, they're very similar to a gold mine. They're not as deep, but it's more complex on the concentrator and the smelter side. So a platinum mine probably also has 20, 22% of its cost going to electricity. They're very similar. And really, any underground mine really needs electricity. So we don't have many diamond mines anymore. They were underground. They need electricity, a lot of electricity. They were very deep. And our base metal mines will keep copper closed. They were all underground. They really need electricity. And Palabora is now all underground, even though it's using a lot of diesel equipment. It's got big hoists, big fans, big compressors.
Yeah.
So you just, who in life can get by without electricity? Mm. And the more industrialized you are, the more electricity you need.
So if Eskom's demands will literally kill the economy, because it's not just the mining sector that would be hurt, what solutions have you been pondering for the utility? I mean, just a couple of days ago, Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan said that now serious conversations have to be had about the possibility of splitting it up into three. I spoke to one analyst who looks at the sector very closely, Roger Lilly from EE Publishers, yesterday, and he was saying that's not necessarily the solution. So what solutions have you thought about?
Look, I think everybody knows what the solutions are. For some reason, they're afraid to say it.
And most people are. What are those?
Their best business practices. It's how Eskom was run before. It's how utilities are run in first world countries. And there may be a few initial layoffs, but in the end, they would probably hire more people than they have now. But whether you split it into three or two or just leave it to one, you have to use best practice. And maybe you temporarily have more men than you need, but once you want to get an efficient company, like an efficient mine. If you have an efficient gold mine, they want more workers so they can produce more gold and make more money. That's what capitalism is about. So I think the unions, if they would be a little more far-sighted here, a growing economy is going to need a lot more electricity than we've got now, and the people are probably who did get retrenched or redeployed, they'd probably be hired back within a year or two because it would be an efficient, profitable utility.
Hmm. So what happens in the short term then? I mean, if there can be no resolution around a tariff hike for Eskom, and obviously there's still supply constraints on their side, what happens with the mining industry? Are they already looking at alternatives in terms of where they source their energy from?
No, they were before, but unfortunately, they didn't make enough money. Their margins were too small. They got hit with too much industrial action. They got hit with too high electricity prices. The gold price didn't stay up there at $1,700. And they were looking very seriously, but they needed a lot of capital. To build your own power plant, you need a lot of capital, and banks weren't prepared to loan it to them. They said, your balance sheets aren't very good. We don't like the future. We don't think you're going to be around in a few years. Now, you can only get funding when the funder is pretty convinced you're going to be around long enough to pay it back.
Hmm.
So it's really, Eskom can really help save our gold mines. They just have to be more pragmatic, and they have to be operated like a normal power utility and like it was operated for 70 years. We all know it hasn't been operated like that the last 15, even 20 years.
Yeah, indeed.
But we know how to operate it like that. You hire on meritocracy. You don't hire on political favoritism or buddies or family. Everybody gets hired on meritocracy. They get promoted on meritocracy, and they get paid on meritocracy. If we could just put that one word in everything that gets done, Eskom could be fixed starting tomorrow, and we could have more gold mines because they go back to having lower cost, efficient electricity.
Mm. What you say is common sense, but let's see how everything plays out. Thanks very much, Peter.
You're very welcome.
That was Peter Major. He's a mining analyst at Cadiz Corporate Solutions.